Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Emor, that is Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And in the previous Aliyah, we learned about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and the Pasuk says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor." Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Daber Bnei Yisrael Lemor, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, saying, Machamisha Asur Yom Chodesh Shvi Hazeh, on the 15th day of this 7th month, referring to Tishrei, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaHashem, it's Chag HaSukkos for 7 days to Hashem, but Yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, on the first day it shall be a Mikra Kodesh, Kol Malach Savoy Loisasu. All malacha shall not be done." Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Hey, Mikra Kodesh Kadshehu should sanctify a Biksus Nikia with clean clothing, or Betfila, and with its own tefillas, B'Yom HaKippurim, that's talking about Yom Kippur, or B'Shar Yom Tavim, and all other Yom Tavim, B'Machal, with food, B'Mishta, with drink, Biksus Nikia, clean clothing, or Betfila, and with their own unique tefillas. Back to Chomesh, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Shivas Yom Takrivu Ishel Hashem, 7 days you should bring fire offerings to Hashem. B'Yom HaShmini, on the 8th day, Mikra Kodesh Yalchem shall be a Mikra Kodesh for you. V'kraftem Ishel Hashem, Atzeres Hi, you shall bring a fire offering to Hashem. It's an Atzeres. Kol Melechas Avoy Delo Hisasu, you shall not do any Melacha. And Rashi Pasuk Lamed Vav over here tells us Atzeres Hi, what does that mean? It's an Atzeres. Atzarti Eschem Etzli, I've held you back next to me. Kimelch Shazim and Ezban of Lesuda Lekach Vekach Yomim, you have a king. He invited all of his children for a Suda for a certain amount of days. Kivin Shigia Ezban of Lipater, once the suda is over, it's time for them to go. Amar, he said to them, Banai, my children, Bavakasha Mikem, I ask of you, Akvu imi oyem echad, stay with me just one more day. Kashalai pridaschem, your departure is hard for me, so therefore stick around one more day. And that's what Shmini Atzeres is. It's an Atzeres, it's a binding, it's Hashem holding us back one more day. Komlach Savoida, Afil Mlacha Shi Avoida Lachem, even if it's a Mlacha that's for you, Sheim Loisasu, if you don't do it, Yeshchasr and Kispadav, you're going to lose money, Loisasu. Yachal Afchel Shomaydi, Asr Mlach Savoida, you might think that's Asr do Mlacha, even a Chalamo. Tamalayim, the pasuk says he. Let's go back to Chumash pasuk Lamed Zayin. Elamayad Hashem. These are the festivals of Hashem. Asher tekru asam mikray kodesh. That you shall call them holy callings. L'hakrav ishal Hashem, to bring karbanos for Hashem. Oila umincha zevach nusachim dvarim biyomai. Each one on their proper day. Milvad shabbos Hashem. This is besides for the shabbos. So milvad matnaseichem. Besides for your gifts. So milvad kol nidreichem. Milvad kol nidvaseichem. And besides for all the nedarim and nedavos, asher titnu Hashem, that you give to Hashem. Ach b'chamisha asur yom l'chadash shvi. Except for the 15th day of this month. Ve'as b'chem estuas ha'aretz. When you gather in all the harvestings of the land, to Chaygos Chag Hashem Shivas Yomim, you shall celebrate the Chag of Hashem for 7 days. B'yom Rishon Shabbosayin u'b'yom Hashmini Shabbosayin, there shall be a day of rest on the 1st day and on the 8th day. Rashi says over here, Pasuk Lamites, Ach b'chamisha asur yom to Chaygu Karban Shlomim l'chagigo. This is talking about bringing a Karban Shlomim for a festival offering. Yachol Tidches HaShabbos, you might think that this Karban should be Daicha Shabbos, that you're allowed to bring it even if the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos. Tamalayim, the Pasuk tells us, Ach Hayol V'yesh L'Tashlumin Kol Sheva, since you're able to bring it all the remaining 7 days, so you're not allowed to bring it if the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos. This 7th month, Tishrei, has to be at the time where the harvest is brought in from the field. From here we learn that we have to extend the year if necessary. If there wasn't this concept of extending the year, adding another month, sometimes Tishrei would be in the middle of the summer, sometimes it would be in the middle of the winter, like Ramadan. You shall bring this Shlamim, which is a festival offering, Shivas Yamim, 7 days, Imloi Hevi Bozeh, if you didn't bring it on this day, Yavi Bozeh, you could bring it on a different day of Sukkot. Yachol Yehem Evin Kol Shiva, you might think that you have to bring this Karban every single day of the 7 days of Sukkot. Tamalayim, that's why the Pasuk says, V'chagaysem Oysoi, Yoim Echer Mashma V'loyoyzer, you only bring it once throughout Sukkot. V'lamin Emar Shiva, so why does it say 7? V'tashlumin, that means you can make it up if you didn't bring it the first day, so then you could bring it on one of the subsequent days. Let's go back to Chomesh, Pasuk Mem. U'lakachtem L'chem, you shall take for yourselves. B'yoyim Arishan, on the first day of Sukkot, pre Eitz Hadar, and you shall also bring kapais tamarim, va'anaf Eitz Avos, va'arvei nachal, usmachtem ufnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim, and you shall rejoice in front of Hashem your God for 7 days. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem. Pre Eitz Hadar, what exactly is a pre Eitz Hadar? Eitz shetam eitzai upiri shava. This is talking about a tree that the taste of its wood, of its bark, and the fruit itself tastes exactly the same. Hadar, what does that mean? Hadar? Hadar be'ilonim yishana l'shana. It lives on the tree from year to year. V'zo esrog, and this is referring to an esrog. We all know pre-Eitz Hadar is referring to an esrog. Kapais tamarim, what is this? Chaser vav, it's missing a vav. It doesn't say kapais kaf pei vav saf. It says it without a vav. Limit she'ina el achas, it's Jesus, that we bring one. V'naf Eitz Avos, sha'anafa kluim ka'avoses v'chavalim. Its branches are all twisted like ropes. V'zeh hadas is referring to hadas ha'asik min kliya. It's like it's braided. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Aleph, v'chagoyse oisim chag l'Hashem, and you shall celebrate them as a chag for Hashem, shivas yomim bashana, 7 days of the year, chukas olam v'darseichem, an eternal decree for all your generations, b'chodesh ha'shvi'i tochagu oisoi, on the seventh month, you shall celebrate it, b'sukas teshu shivas yomim, you shall dwell in sukkas for 7 days, kol ha'ezach b'Yisrael, any native of Klai Yisrael, meaning anyone who's a yid, yeshu b'sukkas, you shall dwell in sukkas. L'man yedu darseichem, so your generations shall know, ki b'sukas ha'shavi as b'nei Yisrael, b'yitziya oisam eretz Mitzrayim, that I had Klai Yisrael dwell in sukkas when I took them out of Mitzrayim, ani Hashem alakeichem, I am Hashem your God. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem Beis, Ha'ezrach is a Ezrach. This is referring to a regular native, a regular person in Klal Yisrael. And when it says Be Yisrael, it seems to be repetitive. L'rabbis Zagerim, this is including even Gerim, they have this mitzvah too. Rashi Pasuk Mem Gimel tells us, Ki basukas hashafti, Hashem had us live in sukkos. We know that we didn't live in sukkos. So what does that mean? Anani HaKavod, this is referring to the clouds of glory that Anani HaKavod. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Dalad for the last Pasuk in this Aliyah, Vaydaber Moshe es Me'adi Hashem b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe related all the Me'adim Hashem to the B'nai Yisrael. This is obviously referring to all these Yom Tovim that we learned about, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. With this, we conclude the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Emor. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.